CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. Montreal police are urging people to equip their mailboxes with locks after three people were arrested for raiding mailboxes to steal people's identities in Montreal and Laval. Police say the suspects targeted residences where mailboxes were accessible from outside the building. According to CBC News, the suspects would allegedly steal mail and open a bank account with a victim's personal information. They would subsequently go back to the victim's residence, retrieve the card they ordered, and deposit fake checks in the new bank accounts. In some cases, the suspects would redirect the victim's mail to other addresses. For people who cannot afford installing locks or mail slots, police are asking that they retrieve their mail as quickly as possible. Quebec Superior Court has allowed a lawsuit against Apple and its Canadian division on the grounds that batteries in the iPhone and other products are not durable for a reasonable length of time. The law firm leading the suit is seeking compensatory and punitive damages for those affected. A Montreal Gazette report revealed that the lawsuit affects those who have bought any Apple products with a rechargeable battery since December 29, 2014. It will also affect those who purchased AppleCare or AppleCare Plus since December 20, 2015. The class action was allowed on the basis that Apple has failed to provide products that must be durable for a reasonable length of time. However, it is not clear what is considered a reasonable length of time, since Apple and the Canadian government consider batteries to be consumables and generally not covered under the Consumer Protection Act. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern. Now that the year-old Ebola epidemic has reached Goma, a heavily populated city near the border with Rwanda, the World Health Organization is looking to increase funding to fight the disease spread. The viral disease has killed more than 1,600 people over the past year. The current outbreak is largely confined to Congo, apart from three deaths in Uganda last month. Health officials and responders hope declaring the global health emergency will bring more international attention and aid. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Bon matin, vous le temps pour café, s'il vous plaît.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairies, we kings of all treasures buried. And all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. Lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. Besides, no one's interested in something you didn't do. We can't. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and starved. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past, 'cause if you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see.
Well, good morning. It is time for Café S'il Vous Plaît, right here at CJLO on this beautiful Sunday morning. Started out, it was real rainy when we left the apartment this morning to head over here to CJLO headquarters. But it's the skies have cleared up, the sun is shining out the window, so hopefully we're going to have a beautiful Sunday. If you are a regular listener to the show, I mean, we're only, a month into this show, but I wasn't here last week because we were off doing some vacationing in Ontario. So I thought it fitting to open with the Tragically Hip as we spent 4 beautiful days on a lake just outside Kingston, Ontario, the hometown of the Tragically Hip. And that song, Wheat Kings, that we started today's show off with, opens with the loon, and there was a loon on the lake. So it all ties in. It all fits. Anyways, I want to send out a big thank you to the amazing Gigi Brown for once again setting us up so nicely here with the Gigi Brown Experience. And if you weren't tuned in, the podcast will be up soon enough so you can have a listen later on this afternoon. But right now we're going to jump right back in because we only have an hour in this show. So here you go. This is a nice little ditty from the Rolling Stones off Let It Bleed. You got the Silver on Café S'il Vous Plaît. CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey babe, what's in your eyes? I saw them flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. Must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul, you got the silver, you got the gold, you got the diamonds from the mine. Well, that's alright, it'll buy some time. Thank you. that's for sure. Just waiting here at your kitchen door.
Come home. Times to the Pacific Coast. Meet the bands that shape our great nation's musical landscape. In English et en français. Tune in with The Cornus Crow every Sunday at 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
Well, all right. That should have shaken off some of those weekend cobwebs, those Saturday night cobwebs. Anyways, that last track there was the classic from Ike and Tina Turner, Nutbush City Limits. And then before that, we had another classic from Bobby Gentry with Mississippi Delta. And if you're not really familiar with Bobby Gentry, she kind of exploded onto the scene in around 1967 when she recorded a demo of that song and Ode to Billy Joel. Not Joel, Joe. And then she got picked up and she got signed. She recorded a couple of classic landmark albums. And then by about 1971, she was kind of done with her recording career. She still performed here and there throughout the 70s. But pretty much, I think by 80, 81, she was gone. And she's just kind of retreated to a private life. But you should definitely check out those early records from Bobby Gentry. She's a killer. And then we also had one from Eddie Hinton, and he too, he's kind of a forgotten fella. He was the guitar player, lead guitar player for the Muscle Shoals rhythm section from 67 to 71, and he played on a whole host of albums for Atlantic Records, from Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, Staple Singers, on and on and on. And he was just this killer vocalist as well as guitar player, but battled with mental illness and substance abuse, and sadly died way too early at age 51. But he's definitely worth checking out. Some of the they were able to put together some compilation CDs and that of the stuff that he recorded. So definitely check him out. And then we kicked it all off with the Rolling Stones with You Got the Silver, a great track with Keith on lead there, and that was from Let It Bleed. And it's a little more rock and roll than we're used to here at Café S'il Vous Plaît, so we'll tone it down a little bit for you. It is Sunday morning, so enjoy this next little set while you recover from that Nutbush City Limits. This is the Sadies with My Heart of Wood.
I walk away from all I've ever once was a thought inside my head. Before I reach 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. Just fine. Oh, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. All guys my age are raising kids. I'm raising hell just like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends. They forgive me of my be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling. Like I did, I got a lot of crazy friends. They forgive me of my sins. Can't take it with you when you're gone, but I want enough to get there on.
Full of sand. I'm a long way from home. Lord, I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go. Out on the runway number 9, Big 707 set to go. I'm stuck here in the grass with a pain that ever grows. Now the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. And there she goes, my friend. She'll be rolling down at last. The mighty engines roar, see the silver wing on high. She's away in westward bow, far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home. In about 3 hours' time, this old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me. And I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Rockers, psychedelinauts, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
All right. Maybe that got you in the mood. Now your coffee, you're probably onto your second cup now, and the morning is just starting to roll out from underneath your feet. That last track there was obviously the classic from Neil Young, Heart of Gold, off of his masterpiece album, Harvest. And before that, we had another classic and masterpiece from Gordon Lightfoot with Early Morning Rain. And it's fitting because this morning we had a lot of early morning rain as Gigi and I drove out here. The streets were pretty empty, but the rain was falling. It was beautiful. And then it all cleared up, and so it made that song a little bit silly now. But we don't mind to be silly here at Café S'il Vous Plaît. Right, Gigi? Yeah, Gigi's all right with that. And then we also had Kurt Vile with his cover of Rollin' with the Flow off of his latest album, Bottle It In. And if you're not familiar with that song, it was a number one song for Charlie Rich back in 1977. And it was originally recorded by T.J. Shepherd. And it was the B-side to, I believe it was the number one song of his, Devil in the Bottle. Number one on the country charts, not Billboard. But I believe Charlie Rich went to number one on the Billboard. Maybe, maybe not. I can't remember. But we're going to just keep the show moving along here. I was going to tell you a bit more about Charlie Rich and about his whole thing about 1975 and burning the thing at the CMAs, but I don't have time. I'm running out of time here. I only got like 20 minutes left. So that was Kurt Vile with Rollin' with the Flow. It's a great, great song. And check out Kurt Vile's album, then check out some Charlie Rich, and you'll be all right. We also threw in the brand new one from Wilco, their latest single, Love Is Everywhere, Beware. And they have announced their next album is on its way. So hopefully that means a show in Montreal sometime in the not-too-distant future. And we kicked it all off with the Sadies with My Heart of Wood from their album, New Seasons. So since we're running out of time, we're going to jump right back in right now. And this is the Flying Burrito Brothers. This is the album they recorded after Graham Parsons was kicked out of the band. But there's some still good stuff in there. So this is Just Can't Be from the Flying Burrito Brothers on Café S'il Vous Plaît, right here at CJLO, 1690 AM.
This ain't no beer joint. It's a tear joint. Just a place where lonely people like to come and sit and cry. This ain't no beer joint. It's a tear joint. And I feel one more falling from mine. Set 'em up, my friend. Yes, I'm back again. Would you please bring me a tall one? 'Cause my troubles are not the small ones. Thank the Lord for dim lit taverns to cry your heart out in. This ain't no beer joint. No, it's a tear joint. Just a place where lonely people like to come and sit and cry. This ain't no beer joint. Oh, it's a tear joint.
And I feel one more falling from mine.
Put a quarter in the jukebox and watch this old loser cry.
Thank you.
We are almost out of time, but let's quickly recap what we heard there. That was the great Rita Coolidge with Ain't That Peculiar, and that's off her debut solo record, self-titled. It came out back in 1971. And Rita Coolidge, back in the late 60s and early 70s, was a massive part of what was happening in rock and roll and country music. She was married to Kris Kristofferson for a while, but she was also part of the Joe Cocker, Leon Russell, Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour. She, anyways, just check her out. You're not going to be disappointed. Great voice, great music. And then in before her, we had a couple tracks from Spooner Oldham and Dan Penn, one each. We had Julie Brown's Forest from Spooner Oldham from his 1972 album Potluck, and we had Tear Joint from Dan Penn's 1973 Nobody's Fool. And those two guys, you could fill a jukebox with the songs that those guys wrote and played on, and it would be an incredible jukebox. I mean, they were a huge part of the whole Muscle Shoals sound, and back in the late 60s. And Spooner Oldham would eventually move on to Los Angeles when he would record Potluck. And he would be a big part of the music scene happening in L.A. in the early 70s. Just check out those guys as well. And then we kicked it all off with the Flying Burrito Brothers. But we have just enough time for one more track, maybe. I think we can squeeze this one in. This is J.J. Cale off his album Naturally. This is Don't Go to Strangers. Thanks for tuning in. Come back next week and we'll do this all over again. Have a great Sunday. Mm-hmm.
If I'm standing in a crowd and call my name, call it loud. Don't go to strangers, woman, call on me. Wave your arms in the air and let me know that you're there. When in doubt, oh woman, call on me. Thank you.